Well, as I said yesterday morning at the 8:30 Mass, the feast day of Easter is such an incredible day, it cannot be contained in a 24-hour period. So the Church gives us 8 days to celebrate Easter. Today is still the feast day of Easter. It cannot be contained in one day. So the Church says it's an octave, 8 days of celebrating the feast day of Easter. Easter is 8 days long, and we're now in just a few days into this great feast day of the resurrection of the Lord. In fact, the entire season of the Easter season will go until Pentecost. That's 50 days. So sometimes people think, oh, the Church is so strict, you know, 40 days of prayer and penance. Well, now we have 50 days of feasting and rejoicing and celebrating. So the Church even gives us more days to celebrate than it did recommend us prayer and penance. So we're fully now into the Easter season. Now, one author says something very interesting. He says, not only did Jesus' crucifixion show his humility, but his resurrection showed his humility. This author writes, Jesus did not rise and then march into the temple of Jerusalem to confront the religious leaders, or Caiaphas, or Annas, the high priest. He could have done that. Jesus could have appeared to them with power and might and shown Caiaphas and Annas and the Sanhedrin what they had done to him. He did not dash to the praetorium and say to Pontius Pilate, I told you so. Okay? He could have done that to Pontius Pilate. Pilate had boasted, I have power to crucify you. And Jesus says, you have no power over me had not it been given to you from above. So he could have gone to Pontius Pilate and revealed himself to him. He did not go stand in the center of Jerusalem to impress the crowds. Instead, Jesus revealed himself only to his believers. The first person to publicly see him was a woman who had been healed and forgiven and who tearfully stayed at the cross and followed his body to the tomb. As Jesus demonstrated throughout his life, he responded to those who waited attentively and faithfully. Jesus dissolved the perplexities of the disciples. He dried their tears. He dispelled their doubts. Jesus knows how similar we are to his original apostles, and he does not overpower us either. Even though our faithfulness wavers, Jesus faithfully stays with us. What a nice passage that is, again, to show the humility of Jesus after the resurrection. Well, we know that after the Lord appeared, there were 11 public appearances of Jesus after the resurrection. The first one, which is not included in the 11, is when Jesus must have appeared to his Blessed Mother. See, Our Lady suffered so much. She was there at the foot of the cross. She placed him in the tomb. Obviously, common sense tells us that he would appear to Our Lady first, privately. A mother and a son and a mother. But the first public appearance is to Mary Magdalene. That's what we have today in John chapter 20. Mark also accounts this in Mark chapter 16. Then there's also the appearances to the other women at the tomb. That was in yesterday's gospel. And then Jesus appeared to Simon Peter individually. Peter was not that bright. He was a little dense, so Jesus had to appear to him individually to convince Peter he had risen. That's in Luke 24 and 1 Corinthians. Then Jesus appeared to the two travelers on the way to Emmaus, as accounted in Mark 16 and Luke 24. Then he appeared to the 10 disciples behind the locked doors. That's again in Mark 16, Luke 24, John 20. Then he appeared to all 11 disciples the following Sunday, including Thomas was there this time. Again, in John 20 and 1 Corinthians. Then Jesus appeared to 7 disciples while fishing at the Sea of Galilee. Then to the 11 disciples on the Holy Mountain in Galilee. Then 1 Corinthians tells us he appeared to a crowd of 500 disciples. Then we also know that he appeared to his relative James. And then we know that in Mark 16 and Luke 24 and Acts 1, Jesus is with the apostles when he ascends into heaven. So those are the 12 appearances of Jesus after he had risen from the dead. And just a few thoughts about today's appearance to Mary Magdalene. Mary Magdalene had gone to the tomb expecting to continue doing the anointings upon the dead body of Christ. She did not expect the resurrection. She did not really believe in the resurrection. She was looking for the body of Jesus to finish the anointings. And she was weeping. And the angels, there were two angels inside the tomb. And when she bent down into the tomb, she saw two angels in human form, one at the head, one at the feet of where the shroud was lying, where the body of Jesus had been. And she's weeping, and they say, "Woman, why are you weeping?" See, the angels, they knew about the resurrection, so they were filled with joy, and they couldn't understand how this human being was crying. They weren't reprimanding her, they were just wanted to ask her why she was weeping. Didn't she realize that Jesus had risen from the dead? Mary's response is, "Somebody has taken the Lord's body. I don't know where they laid him." Again, she did not expect or believe in the resurrection. She wanted to continue the anointing ceremonies. Well, she turned around and saw a man there. It was Jesus, but Jesus had sort of disguised himself. And again he says, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" And it says she thought he was the gardener. Again, very appropriate. We have other images of Jesus, the good shepherd, the King of Kings, the carpenter. Now we have Jesus, the gardener. And he is the gardener. He's the gardener of our souls. He wants to grow beautiful virtues in our souls of faith, hope, and charity. The flowers of holiness he wants to grow within our souls. So he is truly the gardener of our souls. And she says, "Sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you put him and I'll take him." This incredible love of Mary Magdalene for Jesus. Jesus says to her, he calls her by name, as Jesus calls each one of us by name and knows us by name. He says, "Mary." And she turns back to him and says in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Apparently she tried to maybe cling to his feet and hold on to his feet, this ancient Near Eastern custom. And Jesus says, "Do not cling to me. Stop holding on to me. I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go tell my brothers." Notice he calls his disciples brothers. He was forgiving them for their infidelity and for running away, for abandoning him at the cross and denying him. "Tell my brothers." They're no longer going to be disciples. They're going to be elevated to become brothers. "Tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." And so then Mary Magdalene runs back to the disciples and announces to them, "I have seen the Lord." That's why she's called the apostle to the apostles, the evangelist, the spreader of good news. So she goes back and announces to them that she had seen the Lord.